I do think that the prompt response by the Minister of Police and the Commissioner of Police, as well as the message by President Zuma, did all what it could to calm down the masses or the Afrikaner community ahead of the appearance of the accused tomorrow. However, there is still one outstanding matter. Some sections of the Afrikaner community feel that the ANC has not taken a clear position on trying to persuade the youth leader to stop singing the song, the struggle song, which says "Kill the Boer." Some are even linking the killing as having been encouraged by this kind of song.
Did Malema's song, or Freedom Fighter's song, which essentially means "kill the Boer," as you described, have a part to play in the killing as expressed by some people?
I don't see any connection as of now in terms of the evidence that has appeared, because it would appear that these were employees of Eugene Terry Blanche, and they had a dispute over their non-payment over a certain period. And out of that, a struggle ensued, and they actually attacked and killed him. These are the initial reports. However, such coincidence of the singing of this song and the controversy around it and the debate that had taken place will often be associated with this particular incident, because for those who are aggrieved, they see it as encouraging people, whether they are political conscious or not, to attack the farmers.
So far, report says over 2,000 white farmers have been killed after apartheid. Some are saying that the ANC has not done enough to protect such people, and that those Africans need to protect themselves if the government led by the ANC is not doing anything to protect them. What is your take?
Well, we should understand those statistics of white farmers who were killed within the broader context of a violent crime rate which is higher in some areas of the society, and also understand these in terms of the poor conditions of black workers in the white farms and the kinds of tensions which are there. So it cannot be that the white farming community would be isolated as such. When you take the general trend of the statistics, you realize that in the black townships, in the rural areas, as well as in some of the urban areas, you do have these incidents of violent crime. However, government has recently engaged the white farming community and the farming community in general, where they agreed on a plan to combat the killing of farmers and improve the security in those areas.
What has been the situation currently, and is it promoting the issue of addressing racial tensions in South Africa?
Right now, you do have a quiet period after the emotional reactions from the leaders of the Afrikaner Weerstandsbeweging that Eugene Terry Blanche was leading. In fact, a few hours ago, the leaders of that group, which had called for vengeance to revenge the killing of Eugene Terry Blanche, have actually distanced themselves or changed that position to say they will not do that, and they will encourage members to be disciplined and allow the law to take its course. Given the kind of calls from all the leaders, from the ruling party to opposition parties, and now even the Afrikaner Weerstandsbeweging calling for a restraint, one does not expect anything in the immediate future. However, that does not discount a lone person who may decide to take advantage and try to cause trouble.
With the coming in of criticism being leveled at the doorstep of ANC youth leader Malema, do you expect anything from him to say, especially when some Africans are connecting his opinions to what is currently happening?
So far, he has remained defiant whilst touring Zimbabwe or visiting Zimbabwe. And as such, he has sung the song itself even after this particular incident. It will take ANC leadership to bring him to line and to reprimand him for continuing to sing this song. But also remember that there is a court interdict to prevent him from singing this song in South Africa. So that in itself will also add to a restraint.